Presenter is Sonia Joseph.
Hello, good afternoon. How are you? Okay, as Ms. Wunder told you, my name is Sonia Joseph and I'm a community health worker for Miami, Florida, through the Children's Trust Health Connect program. Today, my presentation is going to be about a community health worker's perspective on working with community leaders in Miami-Dade County to promote equal access and positive policies. My presentation will focus on the importance of relationship building among residents, community health centers, and policy makers. Personal account of how we are working in the community to connect people to care and services. We will also focus on building a CHW network which is working to inform local and national policies. Data collection, the role of Miami CHWs in developing a three-level curriculum. At the end of this presentation, you should understand how CHWs can work together with policymakers in order to lead change in healthcare policy at the local and national level. Understand the importance of having models that include CHWs at all levels of project development. It's going to go in this order: the recognition, the beginning, the community health workers, working to connect, building relationships, the challenges we meet there, our networks, data collection, education, which Mr. Santana has given you quite a great deal of, so I will just touch upon a few other little points, the summary, and what is my vision for community health workers and community health work in the future. The recognition. It was recognized that in Miami-Dade County there was need for effective preventative work, promoting well care checkups. And well care checkups is people going to the doctor, having physicals and not waiting until they get sick, or you have a problem and then try to go to the emergency room. If we at least have, as I advise my contacts, if you at least visit the doctor once per year, you know what is going on with you, the doctor knows what's going on with you, and if he sees any change, then it can be, you can deal with it early. Early detection means early care. To reduce cultural and linguistic barriers to care. To help patients successfully navigate the complex health systems to improve the quality and cost effectiveness of care. To reduce the unnecessary use of costly emergency room services. And this is a photograph of the group at Economic Opportunity Family Health Center. The other one is yours truly on the job. Working to connect people, care, and services. We assist families with application for public benefits, such as Medicaid, Medicare, food stamps, WIC, which is a nutrition program that helps babies and toddlers. We help families locate and connect a full range of community resources. There are a number of community-based organizations in Miami-Dade County, but the general public is not aware that these facilities exist. And this is where the community health worker plays an important role, because we lead people to these programs that will enhance their lives. We provide culturally culturally appropriate education and outreach to help families, which means that we have we speak different languages. We have Creole speaking community health workers. We have Spanish speaking, English speaking. So we are able to reach every resident, no matter what is their culture, their ethnicity, or their language. We also help them. We also deliver direct services, education in the form of one-on-one educating, or by the disseminating of written information like brochures, etc. Advocacy and linkage, because we link our contacts to the services that they would need. We also do social support and more to vulnerable and underserved clients in their homes and in community settings. Building relationships between community health centers. CHWs play an important and essential role in assisting the partnerships to achieve the primary goal, connecting families with healthcare funding and affordable quality medical home. Increase the utilization of primary care clinics. Now, why this is important? Because the community health worker goes out into the community. We relocate the people, we connect to the residents, we let them know the services, we find out what their needs are, and we show them where to go. When we work out of the, like for example, I work at Economic Opportunity Family Health Center. When I meet somebody who does not have any health insurance, is not eligible for health insurance, and also does not see the doctor at a regular basis, I refer them to our clinic. Our clinic operates on what is called a sliding scale fee. So they are actually not, I wouldn't say not any barriers to medical care there, but it's very limited. Immigration status does not play a part of it. Well, you don't have to have immigration status to get into our clinic. It is very, very affordable. We have accredited, we are an accredited community health center, and we have really board certified doctors. And my clinic is just an example of the other six clinics in the partnership with Health Connect that forms the program Health Connect in our community. Or most of the health centers operate on the same basis with a few variations. Established in 1968 with $1.6 million, made available through President Lyndon B. Johnson's Equal Opportunity Act to improve inner-city health care, the first site was an abandoned wooden temporary elementary school that was located in a city that was officially declared area of poverty and medically underserved. Celebrating its 40th anniversary this year, there are no geographical limitations. Economic Opportunity now boasts of 26 sites, 6 medical centers, including a satellite center and a women's wellness center, a residential substance abuse center for women, a facility providing medical tutorial and daycare services for pregnant teens, 19 school-based clinics and comprehensive on-site services, community health promotion services, including the Children's Trust Health Connect, which is the community health workers. We also have a cardiovascular outreach where there is a bus, we go into the community, and being a nurse, I also help them in doing blood pressures. We screen people for blood pressures, and one would be surprised to know what we meet out there. Sometimes we do have to call 911 right on the spot. And they also have pediatric asthma and Healthy Start outreach. Building relationships with our neighborhoods. We engage the community through health fairs, community events, in recreational areas, construction sites, and that is important because we meet a lot of people that has not have immigration status on the construction sites. These people really don't go to doctors. They wait, you know, they will wait on because they are fearful. So it's not until they have a real serious emergency and then they go to the emergency room. This we would like to stop. We would like them to know. And that's where the partnership with the residents and the community and the health centers come together, because we could refer those people to health centers, let ensuring them that their status is not threatened, immigration is not going to come and get them or anything like that. So we maintain their health in that manner. We also meet them at public transportation. There is a program that we work with in coordination with the Department of Health called Ride the Bus. And once per month, we go to public, where the public transportation, whether it be the train, the bus stations. We engage people there. We educate them primarily about HIV, encourage them to get tested, and also give them HIV protective tools. We do all these things to maximize contact with those needing services, linking them to the relevant service providers. Going back. Myself in trouble here. Didn't I? Okay. So the relevant service providers, both medical and social services. Building relationships with policymakers. Communities are faced with issues that affect a large number of families and can only be resolved through advocacy for programmatic and policy change. These issues are identified through the real-time work of community health workers. We are the foot soldiers who understand the community from the residents' perspective, from the perspective of the residents. We highlight the issues and make recommendations for change or modification of policies to remove health care access barriers. We also work with policymakers to inform the communities. How do we build relationships with community health, with community leaders? Community leaders encourage and support our work. Okay, community leaders encourage and support our work. Community health workers in Miami-Dade are assigned strategically to different zip codes or different communities. I work primarily, I am assigned to the north, a community in the North Pole, Miami Gardens and Opa-locka. I work closely there with the leaders in that community. I sit on the group that meets for the coalition. It's a coalition against youth violence. I go to the meetings of the parent council in my neighborhood. I just get involved in all the civic things that is going on in the community to which I am assigned. That way I get a chance to dialogue with the community leaders. And believe me, they do respect us and they respect what we have to say. And the other good thing is that a district commissioner sits on the board of the Children's Trust. And lucky for me, she's in my community. You know, but this is good because when the funder teams up with the community leaders, then, like in this case, our commissioner could tell the Children's Trust exactly what is going on in her community. They don't have to guess, because every community has problems that are exclusive to them. So they know what is the problems that are exclusive to my community. We dialogue with community leaders at town hall meetings. Challenges. Well, Victor told you about some of the challenges we have out there. What I would expand on with the immigration policy and that 5-year ban on kid care is also the 6-month ban. If parents have their children on the health insurance that is offered at their jobs, and it is much too expensive and they would like to change and give the children, apply for kid care for the children, the kids have to go for 6 months without health insurance. There is a 6-month waiting period between the time the mother stops the insurance from her job and the kids could reapply for insurance and kid care. real issues, which is health issues, which is Victor's specialty. He gave you a mouthful of it. He did about everything. He don't leave much for me to do on that score. Homelessness is a very big problem in Miami-Dade County, and there again, we work with the community leaders and the people in charge, who's in the authority of this aspect here to take care of it, because recently, we have been having so many problems with homelessness. We are seeing mothers and children that are homeless and cannot get a place. We cannot place them. We have shelters, yes, but they don't have enough beds, or there is some problem. I mean, I personally had one of those recently, and it tore me up for days. For days it tore me up, because we are talking about a mother with 2 7-year-old kids and a baby in her hand. Okay, but we went to the relevant authority again through our network. We had meetings. We made a noise, and people wanted to listen, so they called us to a meeting. We were able to air with them, let them know what is going on, so they could go back and discuss it and try to change the policies, whether it's to increase the shelters or whatever. But we have been working to try to help these people. Domestic violence is another one that falls under basically the same category, because when you meet most of some of these women that are homeless, it is because of domestic violence. Networks. Well, Victor told you quite a lot about our local network. We do have monthly meetings that is led by CHWs, and they provide a forum for support and personal advocacy, because, I mean, we help other people with their problems, but we do have problems too, and some of the same problems that face those people, they face us, but we can't take it to them, so we have to take it to ourselves and try to work it out between ourselves, you know. We share resources, experiences, and identify common barriers. At our meetings, we would talk, each CHW would talk about the most stressful barrier she encountered during that month. And a lot of times, there is commonality in it. So when we see these issues and everybody is having the same problem, then we try to find a way to address the policy and systemic issues that are creating these barriers. We brainstorm and draft recommendations for change. We identify the relevant authority to address the issue. We also get supplemental training from guest speakers invited by CHW. And that's the good thing about CHWs in Miami. We are given a lot of latitude. We're under the guidance of Mr. Santana. We can make suggestions about what we think, what we would like to do, who we would like to have in our meetings, what we would like to have on our agenda, and he lets us do it. We connect with the national network through updates from CHWs like myself, who are members of the American Community Health Workers Subcommittees. Data collection. Like Victor told you, data collection is very important. We use standardized tools in the form of a daily log that, you know, we log the data of the people that we encounter. We have referral forms. We have the daily log, the referral forms, and what again we use? That's about it. From those forms, we are able to capture the demographics and inputs, measured inputs and outcomes. Data collection continues for Health Connect. Education, Victor did a very good with education. Formal education, though, is important for our professional road to put us on par with other paraprofessionals, hopefully soon professionals, and to attract career seekers to our profession. In Miami, Florida, community health workers have partnered with local agencies and organizations and have begun to take the first steps toward a proposed model for standardized training in 4 core competencies at 3 levels. Now, Victor sort of basically described most of it to you. What I'm going to tell you is that the core competencies are cultural humility or sensitivity, confidentiality, very important, advocacy, both for self and for the residents and for our communities, and also empowerment. Okay, level one was developed in 2005 and is still currently in use for all new community health workers. Victor went through this part with you, the curriculum work group, how it is formed by members, curriculum members who worked on level one. Level one certified CHWs and other interested participants. And I see one sitting in the audience. It was done in 12 steps, and Victor went through most of the 12 steps. So I wouldn't go through that with you again. Okay, you did a review of the national literature, presented state group tours, bi-monthly meetings. One of what I would tell you, though, is that while we were in those sessions, everything that goes on in the meeting, all the decisions that we came to, the topic selection, topic development, must be approved by all participants at the end of the meeting before it is considered a done deal. If we are we were encouraged to communicate through email and telephone. And telephone during meetings if we had any ideas, suggestions, and that sort of stuff. The level two comprises of three modules. I will elaborate on module one because Victor didn't elaborate. Okay, that is very important. It is called the Florida Family Development Credentialing. It is a certificate generating curriculum developed by Cornell University and offered by many community colleges in Florida. You can earn 9 credit hours towards an associate degree. And this program gives family service workers a new perspective, completely different way of working with families. The credential will encourage or even stretch your way of thinking to a strength-based one, which means that when we deal and we interact with families, we're not just looking at what resources there are outside of the home, but also try to use all the strengths that is in that family to help them resolve their problems. Level two is basically the same as Victor told you, the essential of community health workers, professional development, and community resources. Level three is still in progress. A summary. We as community health workers advocate, educate, and oftentimes just listen to communities, to the community's problems. We come from the communities that we serve, which makes our work very personal and give us a better understanding of what's going on, because whatever affects that community affects us. Community health workers, we also need to be recognized outside the healthcare arena, because if people's basic needs like employment, food and shelter are not met, it can be quite difficult to have them access services and model healthy behaviors. I think CHWs in Miami are lucky because we are supported by the Collins Center for Public Policy through Community Voices of Miami and the Children's Trust. They understand that in order to have actual long-term changes in our healthcare system, we need every citizen to be informed and engaged. It is enough. If enough of us stand up and talk, we can make things better. That is why we are currently writing a policy recommendations document that will be accompanied by... That will be accompanied by many of our stories. And these stories we are encouraged to write. When we go out there and we meet really difficult situations, we are encouraged to document them because this is the only way we will be able to campaign for change. We need to have these stories. We need to have them documented. And that way... the authorities could see exactly what we encounter out there, because they really don't know until we come to them. My vision for the future, I would like to see community health workers as trained professionals. I would like to take power out of there. I would like to see us as trained professionals who are trusted members of the communities we serve. Where I'd like to see community health workers, I would like to see a well-organized network of community health workers strongly linked to health and social services they make accessible to their communities. I would like to see us take a leadership role in the development of coordinated health and social policies that promote equal access to health and social services. I would like to see community health workers recognized beyond the arena, beyond the health arena, for their unique perspective on broader structural and systemic issues impacting health, such as homelessness, housing, domestic violence, immigration, public safety, and policing, ex-offender entry and re-entry and education. I would like to see recognition of community health work as a legitimate and groundbreaking field leading to change in healthcare policy through an empowered and unified voice. And I would like to see an association that supports leadership and professional development for community health workers at a national level. Thank you.
Wow. She could do all that. That was an excellent presentation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.